Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys have been able to stay dry and cozy this lovely Oregon weekend that we've had with rain and clouds. Katie and I are super looking forward to seeing all you guys later this morning at the gymnastics seminar that Sandy and Trevor are going to be putting on. It's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully. Next piece, you guys all should have seen the text that went out from Katie earlier in the week. But Liv is going to be working on going to nursing school, which we're so excited about. Her last day with us on the CFF team coaching will be December 31st. Liv, man, I just can't thank you enough and tell you how much you're going to be missed and how much I'm going to treasure. And all of us should try and make it into her classes and spend time with her these last couple weeks while she's here. I've just learned so much from you, Liv, as far as coaching CrossFit and Olympic lifts. And just from the bottom of my heart, appreciate everything that you are and everything that you've done for CFF. And that's it for now. But only because I don't want to get too emotional about it. So thank you so much, Liv. We so appreciate you. Moving on to the day ahead or the week ahead, you guys. Second week of our current cycle. We've got power cleans coming up on Monday with a nice 3-round for time workout with some running, box jump overs, and handstand push-ups. Tuesday, we are continuing with our back squats, a little bit higher reps, lower percentages. Looks like we're going to be doing anywhere from 8 to 10 reps a set, around 55 to 65%. Wednesday, we have a 40-minute EMOM. This is a really good day to coach our athletes to hit this one zone too. I've been talking a lot with my classes, and I think that's one of the big things with Proven that the athletes miss is those zone 2 days. And I think it's so beneficial for their bodies just to be able to come in and move and not have to kill themselves. So really emphasize on Wednesday, zone 2. Sometimes these workouts can be, I mean, a 40-minute EMOM, we're going to have to yell at them every minute, but it can be a little bit boring, especially if we're actively wanting people's intensity to be down a little bit. Just help encourage that intensity to not be so high. Nice conversational pace. We want to get the heart rate going. And just remind them that there's tons of benefits behind going into zone 2. It can help burn fat better. It helps with their top-end strength, their top-end cardio, and overall it's just going to help give their muscles and their bodies a little bit more time to recover from the other hard workouts in the week. Moving on to Thursday, we are going to be supersetting our bench press and our deadlifts again. So for us, that'll mostly be floor press. And Friday, we've got squat snatches and another 16-minute EMOM with some overhead squats, some toes to bar, and some rowing. I think the big thing this week, guys, is just continue hammering into the athletes that all they need to do is show up. We're going to help with the rest. Meaning, right, and you guys all do a really good job of this, we're not just coaches that come in and turn on the lights. We help take everybody through the same workout, and that's kind of in quotation marks, but one that's right for everybody. And really help them understand that, like, they can make the workouts what they need it to be for their lives. So, for instance, I had Paul come in at 9:15 the other day, and he was going to go golfing later that day. So he didn't want his back all pumped up or to be super sore. So he came in, talked to me about it. We went light during the weightlifting session, and then he just skipped the WOD entirely and did some kettlebell swings and stuff to get warmed up in the back. Right, so we don't want to encourage all our members to just do something completely different, right? That'd be mayhem.